Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good morning. Very excited because joining us right now is Howard Kurtz. He's the author of the new book, Media Madness, and he hosts the weekend show Media Buzz on Fox News. He also writes a weekly column on foxnews.com. Howard, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning to you.
Glad to have you here. You are all about the media. I watch your show all the time on the weekends on Fox News. So what is your take on the media's response to the President's State of the Union address last night?
It so perfectly reflects the polarized media environment. I mean, here the president, whether you thought it was a great speech, whether you thought it was too long, you know, did strike a bipartisan tone, didn't attack anyone, you know, pointed out to all these American heroes. And I see, you know, Washington Post first edition headline, a call to bipartisanship. And then I look at other websites and newspapers, and what they're saying is it was an extremist speech. We can't believe anything Trump says anyway because he's not going to live up to it. And given the pattern of this presidency, which I write about in every chapter of this book, I predict by Thursday morning nobody will be talking about the speech because they'll be back to Russia, he'll tweet something, and we'll be off to a new controversy.
You know, you worked at the Washington Post, and you've seen, you've been a student of the media for many years now and have presented your thoughts on it. When you watch sort of where the press is now and being so openly detesting the President of the United States, was this sort of the opinion that was always kind of concealed from us and is now just being exposed, or is the press becoming genuinely more left-wing?
I would say generally more partisan when it comes to this president. Look, conservatives have complained about media bias for decades. But there's something about the opposition to Donald Trump. And I don't say this is true of every journalist or every reporter, and so I'm trying to be fair. But there's no question the overwhelming tide of coverage of President Trump is negative. And I think part of it's ideological, by the way, not just liberal bias. There are a number of conservatives in the media who were never Trump and still don't like this president, and a bunch of them are on MSNBC. But I think it is cultural. I think it is visceral. I think they don't think this guy should be president. His style, his street-fighting style offends them. And unfortunately, for somebody who still believes in the old-fashioned journalistic values, this seeps into so much of the coverage and the punditry on the air.
Well, what's the relationship between them taking such open positions against the president and their business interests? Because as you know, every time we talk, have this conversation, I always wonder, why is it in CNN's interest to so openly go against a president that it turns out a lot of people like? In fact, they elected him. Why do they do that when they know that they're cutting off a good portion of a potential audience?
You know, I worked at CNN for years before I went to Fox, and we always tried to be the down-the-middle channel. That's gone out the window. I mean, look at the panels. They're all sort of 6-1 against Trump. But the reason is, in part, I'm saying this is the only reason, and a lot of journalists believe somehow it is their mission to save the country from first candidate Trump and now President Trump. And as I say in Media Madness, the point is that the irony is President Trump loves to beat up on the press, fake news and all that. Sometimes I think he goes too far, but he has a right to punch back. But the business model, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, they're enjoying record ratings. New York Times digital subscriptions are soaring because, whether consciously or not, they're playing to an anti-Trump crowd, and that is helping their business even as they constantly criticize just about everything about Trump.
Let's talk about some of the stories that you tell in the book. Very, very interesting. You talk about Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director, soon to be former deputy FBI director, or maybe he already is, with Reince Priebus, and something that an interaction that happened with them and also with Comey. What happened? And it wound up in the media.
Yeah, this is getting a lot of attention now because what happened is that early last year, the number two at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, sought out Reince Priebus for a meeting and said, I want you to know that we think the New York Times story is BS. This is a story of one of the first stories about Russian collusion contacts with Trump associates and so forth. So Priebus says, well, we're getting killed on this. Can you say that publicly? McCabe calls back and says he can't. Jim Comey says, we can't. A week later, mysteriously, it leaks to CNN. Reince Priebus, White House Chief of Staff, tried to pressure the FBI into discrediting a New York Times story. Primus didn't initiate that conversation. He was left feeling like, was I set up by the Bureau? Did the Bureau leak this? Was it McCabe? And it just shows you the sort of deep divisions between some of the FBI and the Trump White House. It
definitely sounds like a setup.
Yeah, you know, Howard, I'm interested because, you know, your pedigree includes, as we've said so far, the Washington Post and CNN. I wonder what the reception is from your former colleagues and from people in the mainstream press these days with a book like this. What kind of reception have you received? Do they find your case to be credible, and do they believe that maybe they should do some soul searching and change the way they do reporting?
Media not big on soul searching. I've learned that over the years. The Washington Post did a very fair news story on a lot of the revelations of the book. A lot of that having to do with the dysfunction and the self-destructive leaks. You know, and all the people I talk about, Ivanka and Jared fighting with Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway and all that. So the news pages were fair. Look, a lot of people now taking pot shots at the book. I expected this. And a lot of it is like, oh, you went to Fox and, oh, you love Trump. Okay, I'm not pro-Trump. I am pro-reality. I am pro-journalism. I believe, here's the problem as I see it. I mean, the bottom line thesis in media madness is that there will be a day when Donald Trump will no longer be president. But the credibility that the mainstream media have lost with a chunk of the country that believes in this president, and even with many moderates and independents, because it seems so one-sided now, that damage, I fear, I say this with sadness, not glee, will last beyond the Trump presidency.
As you've watched this president in his campaign and now in his presidency, he's unique in one way, which is that he may be a more vociferous media critic than you ever will be. and in terms of just...
He's got a bigger platform.
That's right, yeah. He's constantly going after the media and very skeptical of them. A lot of people in the press consider that an attack on the First Amendment. How do you interpret the president's relationship with the press?
Well, first of all, he has First Amendment rights. He has every right to use his considerable pulpit to complain about unfair coverage. I think the fact that he does it so often, fake news, fake news, fake news, I think that the phrase kind of loses some of its meaning. I think at times, like when he tweeted against MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski and her supposed facelift, I think that's punching down. I think he goes too far. I know that some of his top aides and advisors have tried to get him to tone it down. But look, the press makes a very good foil for a president who thrives on sort of having an enemy to lash out at. I think it fires up his base. But unfortunately, from his point of view, and there are a lot of examples of this in media madness, his staff calls it defiance disorder. When they ask him not to do something, he sometimes does it anyway. I think it sometimes detracts from his agenda, so that rather than talking about how long are we going to talk about last night's State of the Union, or talking about the stock market breaking records or the tax cut, we get diverted into these side controversies. Sometimes that's by design. I have examples where the president has admitted to aides that he has tweeted something in order to get something else off the front page. But sometimes he's just venting. I've interviewed Donald Trump a half dozen times, and he deeply resents the way the news media cover him.
Speaking of people who get to interview him, some of the places he's accused of being fake news often get exclusive access to him. The New York Times is an example of that. Why is the relationship with the president one that he calls organizations like them fake news and then sits down for an interview with them?
He's called the New York Times evil, and he's constantly giving the paper interviews. And here's my take. First of all, it's his hometown paper. He grew up reading it. This is a guy from Queens who made it to Manhattan. And there's a level on which he kind of reveres the Times, even though he is constantly attacking the newspaper. And the second thing is, there is a bit of a love-hate relationship here. When I'm with him, when I've seen him with other journalists, Donald Trump actually kind of likes reporters. He had a good relationship with the media for all those years when he was a bombastic real estate guy and this apprentice and all of that. And there is something in him that feels like if he talks to you long enough, and it can be very charming, that he can win you over. So while he finds it politically convenient to constantly rip, remember the fake news media awards and all
yep.
that, at the same time, he, I think, has a sort of a craving for the press's approval, which, given how entrenched the two sides are, I don't think he's ever going to get.
The book is called Media Madness. It's selling very well, and it could sell better this morning if you support Howard Kurtz. Howard, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Great to talk to you guys.
And you can check him out on Media Buzz on Fox News each weekend.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.